The 2021 Junior Citizen of the Year Award for Lac La Biche County belongs to volunteer and event planning enthusiast Ainsley Kruk. The 15-year-old, J.A. Williams High School, JAWS, student was caught off guard when she was informed that she was this year's recipient. "I found out because I was at school and I got called down to the principal's office, which is something that has never happened before. It kind of freaked me out because I thought somebody died, but instead I had a very pleasant surprise." The grade 11 student has been planning and organizing events as a volunteer with the Family and Community Support Services, FCSS, Next Generation Teen Volunteer Group for several years alongside other supportive community initiatives, like the local scouting group, babysitting, youth leadership in school, and being a mentor for younger children in her neighborhood, she said. "I volunteer a lot for FCSS. I've done cooking, been a leader at a camp before, things like that. Also, through Girl Guides, which I have been a part of most of my life, I've had volunteer opportunities through them." Kruk was also surprised by the award because over the last year, many of the activities she's used to being involved in were shuttered because of pandemic restrictions. "Because of COVID, there has been more uncertainty about what we can do, so we haven't been doing as much, but recently a fundraising initiative directed by FCSS to support Lac La Biche Humane Society was a positive, fun and special project," she said. The project saw Kruk and other local teens build advent calendars for cats and dogs to help the Humane Society. "I think that it's a pretty unique idea, so lots of people were interested," she said. The FCSS programming has not only been a rewarding experience through creating events and giving back to the community, she says, through the years it has also helped carve out a career path for her further, in event organizing. Kruk said she would like to follow in the footsteps of FCSS outreach worker Christine Martin, who inspires her. "For a long time, I wanted to go into the same line of work as Christine specifically because she's the one I do all my volunteer work under. I'd like to have a job like hers when I'm older, that would be amazing. The things she's done for me and the things she has created, that's something I would want to be a part of for a long time." Martin was not surprised to hear about Kruk's nomination, she said. "Over the years, working with Kruk on many events like the Festival of Trees and seeing her become one of three youth instructors for Canada Safety Council babysitting course and home alone course in the county at FCSS," she said, "at such a young age Kruk is inspiring to those around her. At such a young age, it is truly remarkable how she has taken a leadership role in some of the activities she is involved in. I have personally known Ainsley for several years and I am always amazed at how focused and determined she is. She is a great teen to have around and she is a positive influence for the younger kids in the program who benefit from her mentorship." Nomination: Lisa Dribnenke, a JAWS career counselor and off-campus coordinator, nominated Kruk after recognizing her leadership and dedication to events and clubs at the school and volunteering within the community over the years. "She is a respectful and attentive student who has dedicated over 200 hours of time towards community events like the Spooktacular, Senior Celebrations, Summer Circus School, and Girl Guides," she said, adding that Kruk is an intelligent student who has proven to be a leader within the community while consistently supporting those around her. "She has a huge heart and big personality. She will continue to serve her community well." Kruk is thankful for the support she has received from her mentors over the years and is looking forward to volunteering and planning large-scale events again as more pandemic restrictions ease. "She is appreciative of the award, but more grateful that the work she does provides people joy. I just want to do the thing, volunteering, I've been doing for so long. I never expected anything out of it, I did it because it was fun. It's just as fun for me to create the things we did, as it was for the people who we are helping or doing something for." With the Junior Citizen of the Year Award, however, Kruk will be tasked with turning on the Christmas tree lights at the Light Up the Night event this weekend, which she admits she is nervous about. "I know one of the previous winners of the award and we always talk about how she lit up the tree too early, it's a bit of a joke though." The latest junior citizen hopes to continue working with other community members to create new and interesting activities. "We all do a pretty good job. People show up, they enjoy themselves, as long as those people keep attending our activities it'll go on forever. Then, there is always going to be a need for volunteers."